You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust these broadcasts have been being a blessing to you, and so at the end of this broadcast, we're going to give you an opportunity to give. So get yourself ready. Get your heart ready. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and while I'm at it, just so that I don't go astray here, unless I'm your pastor, and by being your pastor, that means that you're either a minister, okay, or you attend one of our local churches, right? Well, even then, even if you're attending one of our local churches, please don't put your tithes in the broadcast. Listen, let me just be clear. Any offer, any money that you send into this ministry, I want you to be an offering to the Lord. I don't want it to be the tithe that belongs in your local church. Now, I know this broadcast and people are watching this all over the world. Some people say, well, I don't have a local church yet. Right now, you're my only feeding. If that's the case, sure, you could take your tithe and put it in. But if you're attending a local body, and you should be, we're going to get there, but then I do not want you to take the tithe, the first 10%, and put it into this ministry if you're attending a local church and you're not a minister. Now, I pastor a lot of pastors and ministers, so they tithe into this ministry. That's fine. But I'm talking about that if you attend the local body, I do not want you to take your tithe money and put it into this ministry, okay? Because that's not where it belongs. It needs to go to where your pillar in the ground of the truth. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go, but I just didn't want to forget that. Here's the thing. We've been talking about the importance of the local church. We've been talking about how when I grew up, and you can go to KurtOwen.com. You can go there to give, but you can go there to listen. We've got a lot of free materials. In fact, if you give today, we're going to give you, I believe it's four messages, might be a little bit more than that, but four messages specifically on this subject. If you give today, I don't know what today is, I know it's Friday, but if you give today, we're going to send those to you absolutely free. Won't cost you anything. But if you look at this, with this in this word where we're talking about the scriptures and we're talking about the importance of the local church, you're going to find out that the local church is extremely important to your well-being as a Christian, that it is important that you attend. And we started talking about how, you know, people have gone from the building is the most important thing, as long as you act right in the building, everything's good, to I don't need a building, I am the church. So they went that direction, and so that, you know, they went into two ditches. But the truth of the matter is that you are the church, and you should be attending a building at least once a week. And I would encourage you to also have a midweek service as well as a fellowship thing. Put the things of God at the center of your life. Okay, like I meant like a home group or something. Now, again, what happened to me was I got saved watching a ministry on television. So I am not opposed to ministers on television. I might still be going to hell if I had, because I'd attended a Christian college and nobody witnessed to me. I went to churches and they didn't witness to me. But I got saved listening to this man and woman on television. So I go there, after a while, I start working in the meetings, and I start meeting a bunch of weird people, a bunch of people that are losing, and so I start investigating why is that, and I find out that they had no priority on the local church, that they did not have a pastor with the pastor's anointing. Now, so I wanted to know why. Why do we go to church? Because here's the thing. I don't like religion. I don't like doing something just cause, right? There needs to be a reason. And for me, I'm trying to answer you why is important that you go to a local church. Now, again, we're in 1 Timothy 3, verse 14. These things I write so that though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay, if you completely dismiss a local church, then you are completely dismissing the local and the ground, you're completely dismissing the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay? And if you're wondering why you can't stay stable, you have no grounding, you have no stability. This word where it says foundation, it means to make stable. Now, it does mean some other things, but it means to make stable. Well, that's actually, as we're going to find out, that's actually also part of the pastor's anointing. The pastor's anointing and the grace on the pastor empowers you to remain stable. It's also where you get the truth becomes a pillar to you. You learn how to hold on to it. You learn how to utilize the truth from letting the world collapse in on your head. And you learn how, when you feel as though you cannot stand up, you belong to a place that provides a pillar through fellowship, through personal ministry, through interaction with people, and through the truth being steadily taught you week after week, day after day, that you become grounded in these truths. When you say that I just don't believe in the local church, you're saying, I do not believe in getting established in truth. I do not believe in getting grounded in truth. I have no problem in my life being unstable. And listen, I've met too many people who they don't get planted. They don't make it a priority. They think that it's like an option. And let me just be clear. Is it true? Can you be a Christian and not go to church? Yes, you can. You can be a Christian and never go to church, but you will not be everything you're called to be as a Christian and not go to church, because there's too many promises in the Word of God. There's too many things that the local church does in your life that you're not going to partake of if you do not become interacting with the local church, because the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Not TV broadcasts, not radio broadcasts, not YouTube broadcasts. The local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Listen, if you're having trouble being unstable in your walk, find you a church that teaches truth that will get you grounded in the truth. That's all you got to do. Well, it's not all you got to do. By the way, if you're sitting there saying, well, I go to a church and I still am unstable, I still have trouble, I'm going to teach you how to get the most out of the church, or identify that you're in the wrong church and get to another one, okay? There's people listening to this all over the world. So these have got to be principles, not just like go to this church, okay? Because there's a lot of people that listen and watch these that aren't going to be in a city where I'm talking about. So you need to realize that God has ordained the local church to be the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to hear me, okay, because this is important. The pastor's office is not the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. That's why God has ordained that pastors be responsible for this local body, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, I'm going to prove that statement, but we're probably going to have to pick it up here next week, okay? I want to start to talk to you about giving. These broadcasts cost money. On an average, it costs us probably around $4,000 to $5,000 a month to do this, okay? To pay for an individual broadcast, it costs $500 just to get started. I think an individual session on most of our stations is like $150 a day. I think that's right. I'm not positive. So if you give $150, then you're paying for one day's worth of broadcasts on most stations. If you were to give half of that, $75, you're paying for 6 minutes of a radio broadcast. See, this is, you are interacting. But listen, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say about giving. And I want you to go with me to Galatians here in Galatians. And verse You know what? I'm going the wrong way. In Galatians, I apologize. And we're going to be in 6, and we're going to look in verse 6. Let him that is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Okay, let me just be as blunt as I can. If you don't think I'm teaching the word of God, don't give. Okay? It's that simple. But if you are thinking I'm teaching the word of God, if this is being a benefit to you, and you're being taught the word of God, then I'm asking you to give specifically to this broadcast. Listen, even if it's just $20 a month, that begins to help. If we got 100 people doing that, that would probably pay for at least just one station. Think about it. Do you value these things? You know, part of this is when you're hearing the word, it says, let him that is taught the word. See, God is teaching them. You should value this. You should value this enough to give to the people that are teaching you. Now, unless you designate it for me personally, all the monies that come in go to this ministry to make these possible. And then, now people say, well, what happens once you paid for the radio broadcast? Well, after we paid for the radio broadcast, I'll be to Peru 2 more times by the end of this year. In fact, by the time this airs, I'll have been once, and I think I'll probably be on my way back. I'm going back right after Thanksgiving, okay? You're helping us not only teach you the word, but you're helping us teach the word all over. We just went to a church in Pennsylvania. We don't charge anything to go to churches at all. There is no precondition. When you give, you make it possible for us to teach the word there. But if you're being taught the word, you are obligated by the word to honor that teaching. And again, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So as if you give to the teaching of the word, you begin to value that word that much more. That helps you get established in this. Not only that, there is a promise to this, though. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. When you honor the word and you sow towards them teaching the word, like me, you sow towards me who teaches the word, that is honoring God, and God is, don't be deceived. When you do that, God is going to honor you, and God is going to cause you to reap off that harvest. So I'm asking you today, partner with us on a monthly basis or give a one-time gift. Make it possible for us to continue to preach this word all over the world. This is Kurt Owen. Please listen to Michael as he explains to you how you can give. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time Monday to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing the Love of God.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while